for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, December the 30th, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on fairies, elves, trolls, gnomes, and other supernatural creatures.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you're a good, good Father. Jesus, you are the deliverer that comes from Mount Zion. There's nobody like you. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. And Lord, I just thank you that you're not a God of fantasy. You're a God of truth.
Yes.
We give you all the glory. Thank you for the anointing to destroy yokes. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you that you keep us. Thank you, Lord, for your angels that lift us up in their hands lest we would dash a foot against a stone, and that keep us in all of our ways.
Yes.
Thank you for your warriors. Thank you, Lord, for authority over all the power of the enemy. And by the strong man sign against me and everyone here, Lord, I do come through the blood of the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, we boldly approach your throne of grace, asking for your help, knowing that you're an ever-present help in time of need. Our faith and trust is in you. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. And Lord, get yourself some glory now and in the times to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go into this, I didn't tie it to this in the teaching, but I feel like I need to speak it now before we go any further. Genesis chapter 6. So let me just say this. Jesus said that when he comes back, it's going to be as if in the days of Noah. So really, we just look and see what happened in the days of Noah, but there's a depth to what happens in the days of Noah. It begins, and it says that the Bana Elohim, which are the sons of God, took the daughters of men for wives, and there were giants in the land. And it's kind of funny, for years, many people took a theory that said that these sons of God were the sons of Seth, Noah's righteous son, in whom the lineage as righteous as a man could be without his wife, okay? But whom Jesus came through. So Seth was the son born after Cain killed Abel. And so they believed that, many people believed that, and they were sincere people, believed that it was Seth's sons marrying the daughters of Cain. Problem is, good men marrying evil women don't make giants. They don't make giants. And then when you go and you look up the word Bana Elohim, which translated into English is sons of God, you can see that the same word is used in the book of Job. And it says the Bana Elohim were before the council of the Lord. And Satan was amongst them. And so in Hebrew ideology, a Bana Elohim was always what we would call an angel, or an immortal one that stands before the Lord. Now there's good ones and there's bad ones. Now, they were all created good. But we need to know something went on there in the flood. And that there's, I'm not going to go into the fullness of that teaching, but I want to tether this teaching to that. And I want you to know that there are architecture all over the earth, things that are built that we can't build today. You can't explain it. We don't have a crane to lift the stones. There are things built that unless you had an airplane, you couldn't even have seen it unless you were up in the air. This architecture begs for an explanation. And the truth is, those that don't know our God, their explanation is it was built by aliens from outer space. And their explanation is that these same beings that built these things are going to come back, but that they also created us. It's the great lie. I personally believe that this is, I just, my belief, see, because nobody can prove this either way. I want to make this clear. But the Lord says there's a great delusion coming.
There is. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that even the elect would be fooled if possible. And listen, so if there's a show that comes on TV, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, honestly, a little sports every once in a while, some hunting and fishing shows, because I happen to like those things. But there's a show that comes on called Ancient Aliens, in which that whole theory is brought forth, and people are watching it all over the world. And by the way, if a kid goes off to college, this is what he's going to hear. And many children, and you'd have to question whether they're born again if they lose their faith, but they go off believing in Jesus, and once those professors whack them with all this, then they lose their faith. So we should have an answer, and we do. And it's in the Word of God, and everything has to tether back to the Word of God. But the simple fact of the matter is all these buildings and all these things that were built and all these things that we can't build today were built by fallen angels and their offspring. And they had a technology greater than what we have. And God destroyed all that at the flood, and He destroyed those giants. And by the way, their bones are all over the world. All over the world. And two entities primarily have been hiding that from the people, and that is the Smithsonian Institute as a representative of the U.S. government and the Catholic Church in its own interest. What is called aliens, UFOs, are found all, I mean, listen, it used to be Crazy Uncle Joe, it's not anymore. All over the world. Reasonable, intelligent people are having encounters all over the world. And oftentimes these people are kidnapped. Now, it's kind of interesting because when a Christian has an encounter and he rebukes them in the name of Jesus, they go away. So what does that tell you? But they take people, listen, and they're taking their DNA. They take the male part of the DNA and the female part of the DNA. And sometimes there are women that get impregnated, and then they come back and get the baby. Because what went on before the flood, which was the sons of God, the B'nai Elohim, taking the daughters of men for wives, and the creation of beings that weren't God, listen, they were mixing the race. They were making non-humans in an attempt to keep the Messiah from coming, who had to be born a man. Granted, the God-man, but still a man. And if you didn't have a pure Adamic mixture, you couldn't save Adam. Because listen to me, if you're not 100% human, you're not savable. It's about the genetics. Even our scientists today, now listen, there's, according to Jude and Peter, there are fallen ones that are in prison. And these are the ones that took those women for wives. Extra non-canonical books that were quoted in, you would call them a non-canonical, they're not in our canon, the Bible, but they seem to be biblically approved books because they're quoted, okay, tell you about the fallen angels, what they did, gives you a greater extent, says where they came down at Mount Hermon, which, by the way, that's where Jesus had the Mount of Transfiguration. He came and he said, "You didn't get me, here I am." He was throwing it in their face. But those books give us more detail of history that we can see. But both of those books, too, tell you about those fallen angels also mixed animals. And they mixed humans with animals. So you think these hieroglyphics... Now listen, does anybody really think primitive man built those pyramids dragging 50,000-ton blocks across the sand? Come on. No way. But hieroglyphics all over the world show you mixtures of humans and animals, and animal mixtures. Okay? And it wasn't some primitive guy's imagination says, "Today I'll draw a horse with wings." Or, "Today I'll draw a man with a falcon head." These were real beings and entities that existed in the earth. And by the way, Jesus said as it was in the days of Noah, so it'll be when he comes back. Well, by our scientists are mixing humans and animals today. And ultimately, they shoved evolution down your throats, teach it in the schools with no real scientific basis for it at all. None. Because they want to prepare man to think he's an animal to evolve into something else that's not man. Because once you evolve into something, listen, so Lucifer's plan, if man evolves into something that's not man, he's no longer savable. It's all in the genetics. So that just dies. All that being said, we want to talk, and I'm going to talk to you today about things like fairies and elves and trolls and gnomes and other supernatural creatures. Now let's go to scripture first. And do you know that your imagination can get you in trouble? And do you know that what you entertain, even dark imagination, something's going to show up? Okay? So these beings, and I'll read into this in a minute, but I'm just going to tell you, when the gospel was preached heavily, a lot of these things in the other cultures where all these things came from, they kind of disappeared, it seemed like, for a while. They didn't disappear in the demon realm, because they're all just demons anyway. Okay? But their physical manifestations seem to have went away. But our world today, the portals are being opened. People are seeking things, and they're finding them all over the world. Let's go to Luke 21:25. There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. We have any of that going on? Men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. There are things coming upon the earth. Now 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship is righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Christians, well, here's the last part here. 2 Corinthians 17:19. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. What a promise. But see, there's something we've got to do for the promise. And there always is. There always is. Even to get saved, you've got to say yes. You know, you don't just, boom, get saved. Something happens. You hear the Word of God. You have the draw of the Holy Spirit. And you make a choice and you say, yeah, I'm guilty and I need you, Lord. So that promise that God says, I'll be a father to you and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty, requires a coming out from some things. How many are glad that He allows us to do it progressively? But we ought to want to. Before we go further into fairies, trolls, gnomes, other supernatural creatures, I'll show you Narnia. Okay, so here's a goat man. Right? It, truly, it's the god Bacchus or Pan. Okay? Here's another creature. Elves. Talking mice. Gnomes. Now listen. Oh, there's another goat man. Different kind of goat man. This has got a goat head. Look, that's literally Baphomet. Here's another elfin creature. There's another elfin creature. That's an elf horseman. Mixtures. I want to say something about that. I've seen some of C.S. Lewis's other quotes. They seem pretty good. But I know he was New Age, and so was Tolkien, who did The Lord of the Rings, and they were New Age. And then they supposedly got saved. I don't know if they got saved or not. They might have. But I do know that if they got saved and not didn't get delivered, then what was in them could have come out and be called God, and it wasn't. And God is, our Father is, He's the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's not a spirit of fantasy. And God hates witchcraft, and He hated the mixtures enough to flood the entire earth. And if you really go back, and many, many people who study this out believe that Noah and his family were the only pure humans on the earth at the time of the flood. So why would God, who is the God of truth, use fantasy about witches, which He hates witchcraft, white magic, black magic, to teach His people anything? And why would He use these creatures who He detests? And let us say, many people, how many know the Lord's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Has He always been loving? Has He always been good? Has His character ever changed? And many people wrestle with, why did He tell Israel to kill every man, every woman, every child, and all the animals in a given tribe going into Canaan land? He's such a loving God. Well, the answer to that is they weren't human. And they weren't redeemable. And they were tainted. And they were illegal. And they should have never been here on the earth in the first place. And every one of those tribes, He said to slaughter all of them, were mixtures. Zanzums and Immalums. And if you go back, you're going to find out the Amorites were mixtures. They were supposed to have been slaughtered because they didn't belong here. How many know a day's coming? Well, listen. So why is murder murder? Because God said, thou shalt not murder. He's talking about humans. What happens when the day if Jesus tarried, which I believe, I'm honestly, this is one of the ways you know He's coming soon. Because He's not going to let man take man out. And He's not going to let wicked men eradicate the entire human race. Jesus said, listen, so one of the things He said was that if the Lord didn't shorten the days, no flesh would survive. I personally believe that when these guys show up, they're going to say they're here to rescue us. These fallen ones, the aliens, the fallen angels is what they are. Apollyon is the beast in the bottomless pit. Apollyon is the great Greek god Apollo. He's the beast. The Word of God says that. He's not human. But He's going to show up. And the whole world is going to beat the door down to get the mark of the beast, except for those that are God's people that are living in Him. And it's not only because you won't buy, sell, or trade, and yes, that pressure will be there. And a mama might have to choose not to see her baby have any nourishment or go to hell. And people are going to be put in the most horrible choices, situation, and only by the grace of God are you going to hang on and make the right choice if you're here for that. Huh? Listen. But then the carrot is going to be, you can be like this glorious leader who will be a mixture. He goes straight to the lake of fire, by the way. He doesn't go to judgment like all other humans. All humans go to judgment. Antichrist, the false prophet, goes straight to the lake of fire. They don't go to judgment. They don't go to the great white throne judgment. They don't, certainly don't go to the believer's judgment, judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat. They go to the great white, they don't even go to the great white throne. They go straight into the lake of fire because they're not human as made for the devil and his angels. But the carrot is going to be, you can be like this glorious leader. You won't get sick. We can all be of one mind. So how many know that the devil, as we're supposed to have the mind of Christ, the enemy would like for his people to have the mind of the devil, the mind of the beast. So these mixtures that you see are preparing the way. I remember my son-in-law. He's had some ups and downs. But he got saved. He got baptized in the Holy Ghost. He didn't know the first thing about anything. Nothing. We walked in the bookstore. Christian bookstore, and he saw the Narnia things, and his eyes got big, and he says, "What's this doing?" Only by the Holy Ghost. Fairies. So we'll start with fairies. See people with fairies on the back of their cars. I wouldn't want any association with them, but let me say this before we go. Throughout human history, there have been stories told throughout all the nations, every continent, about encounters with supernatural creatures. These myths and legends exist in Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, North and South America. There are tales of human... Oh, by the way, they're starting to have a thawing in the ice in places in Antarctica. They ain't no telling what they're going to find now. And are finding and hiding from us. There's a lot of things going on in Antarctica. There are tales of beings which can perform supernatural accomplishment. There are tales of beings that do harm to humans. Some are said to be friendly. Now that's a lie. How many know the devil can come as an angel of light? They are all Satan's minions. Never forget, if you trade with the devil, you lose. In the days from which these stories came from, people were not worshiping Yahweh in spirit and truth. They were engaging in ritual and activities that opened the door to the spirit realm, thereby inviting these beings to come forth. If you entertain darkness, darkness will entertain you. Amen. With the advent of science at the end of what is called the Dark Ages in Europe, many of these beings were relegated to fantasy and to the realm of superstition. But concurrent to science coming forth, there was the gospel being preached in places with the true remnant of God's people. How many know science goes so far that it would tell you that the supernatural realm doesn't exist? Yet we have a supernatural Bible. Listen, our God parted the Red Sea, right? He caused an ice head to float. He multiplied bread and fish. Jesus walked on the water. Dead people were up. Look at all the supernatural things we see for the good on our side. Okay? Well, there's a converse side too. So, fiction over the years, indeed over the centuries, takes Shakespeare, so like Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, have made most of these popular and acceptable. People love the images of pretty young girls and beautiful women with wings who sit in flowers having fun. If these were simply stories and manipulated by Satan, then it wouldn't be so bad. It's bad enough at that, but these stories could have come about from our original belief, and these creatures are real to start with. They're real. The world is seeing them. We've been dealing with them. Listen, the demons inhabit people by the names of all these creatures. Okay? But they're about to start manifesting in greater and greater because man's asking for it. And because guess what? The Lord has a restrainer. Guess what happens when it's gone? All hell's coming forth. Long before these stories, people were sighting and speaking to these creatures. Whole communities would be in fear of these creatures. People seek out these creatures and believe them to be real and inhabit the afterlife and other realms. Some most famous people are noted to have consorted with such beings who gave them their fame, such as the man named Stevenson who wrote Treasure Island. He claims all of his stories were given to him by fairies. Anybody ever heard of Grimm's fairy tales? You know what it was written? It was expressly written and said not to be for children. That'll tell you something. In other places, not in the West. So in other words, where science didn't... And I do want to tell you this, too. Science is now going into realms that... it's going back to where it started, and that's where the witchcraft. And science and through technology is beginning to do things that only witchcraft or a supernatural interference of God here on the earth did before. They've got places now where they are intentionally, through scientific method, hoping to open portals into interdimensional realms. If anybody interested, look up CERN, CERN. Other places, these beings have always been acknowledged and always encountered. They didn't disappear for a while or go dormant. We're in the last days in our nation, all over the world, witchcraft, sorcery, and the seeking of supernatural encounters with beings who are not the Lord Jesus are being pursued. They are manifesting. When you engage in the realm of fantasy through books, and entertainment. You open yourself up to the spirits of these creatures. We're going to take a look at a few of these beings. We'll look at history. We'll look at their attributes. And we will repent and do deliverance in case any of us are carrying these demons from what we'd opened ourselves up to or what we've inherited. I got a friend who does a radio program called Omega Man. And he lives in Bali, Indonesia. It's called the Island of the Demons, or the Island of the Gods, they call it. But they are most of Indonesia. It's actually the largest Muslim country in the world. But Bali has a lot of Buddhist and some Hindu, a lot of spiritism. But most of the people spend their time appeasing demons of some kind. And that means, so they call on who they call their gods to help them, but they make offerings to demons here and there all the time to keep them from destroying you. So what's a fairy? It's a realm of the fairy. It's a type of mystical being or legendary creature in European folklore in the form of a spirit, often described as metaphysical, supernatural, or preternatural. That's about the nicest fairy picture I could find. The word fairy derives from the Latin fata, and is from the old French form fairy, describing enchantment. We see places sometimes that you want to go visit, like as a tourist, it says enchanting. I just go on and not go there. I don't need to be enchanted. In old French romance, they were called a fée. It was a woman skilled in magic who knew the power and virtue of words, of stones, and of herbs. Various folkloristic traditions refer to them euphemistically by such names as wee folk, good folk, people of peace, and fair folk. Fairies are generally described as human in appearance and having magical powers. Diminutive fairies of one kind or another have been recorded for centuries but occur alongside human-sized beings. These have been depicted as ranging in size from very tiny up to the size of a human child. And you can see as we go through here that fairies and elves are sometimes classified as the same range. Even with these small fairies, however, their small size may be magically assumed rather than constant. We'll also end up talking about shapeshifters as we go through here. Some fairies, though normally quite small, were able to dilate their figures to imitate humans. On Orkney, they were described as short in stature, dressed in dark gray, and sometimes seen in armor, sometimes flying on stems and the backs of birds. Nowadays, they're often depicted with ordinary insect wings or butterfly wings. In some folklore, fairies have green eyes. Some depictions of fairies either have them wearing some sort of footwear, or other depictions of fairies are always barefoot. According to King James in his dissertation called Demonologue, the term fairies was used to describe illusory spirits or demonic entities. Now make no bones about it, these are all demons we're talking about here. Just how they manifest to man. It is believed that a witch or sorcerer who had a compact with a familiar spirit to serve them could receive these types of revelations or use them to perform various tasks. Another belief is that fairies were an intelligent species distinct from humans and angels. In alchemy, in particular, they were regarded as elementals, such as gnomes and sylphs, and described by Paracelsus. Listen, when you hear the term alchemy, you're talking about people trying to take certain elements, and one of the things they tried to do was turn them into gold. But if you looked up that CERN, they're actually beginning to work on things like that as well, along with trying to open up a portal to another realm. Some of them perhaps believe, and it's possible, that they're going to open the bottomless pit. Study that thing. Some pranks ascribed to them, such as tangling the hair of sleepers into elf locks, stealing small items, or leaving a traveler astray, are generally harmless. If that's listened to me, I looked at that, and I don't know so much about the tangling of the hair. But is it possible when you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you make three or four wrong turns? You're being distracted by something. How about when something you just can't find? You can't find. And you pray. And all of a sudden it shows up. I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm going to tell you the nature and character of the devil. He wants to steal from you. He wants to kill you, and he wants to destroy you. And the more he can get you in agreement with him, the more he has access to do that. But I promise you, those little beings, if they can just harass you, if you wake up in the morning and you stub your toe and you spill your coffee and you drop 10 things in one morning, something's going on.
Yeah.
You might ought to stop. And rebuke those little demons that are messing with you. Because all they're trying to do is get you distracted so you go down the road and then they set up the car wreck.
Yeah.
Or ruin your day so you choose somebody out and your old cuss demons come out later on. And there's a man of God that used to come here. His name was Lynn Worley. And I saw a teaching one day and he said, he's gone on to the Lord, but he said, some of you Christians, he said, you got born again. And he said, you lost 80% of your vocabulary. Which is good. And he said, but then you hit your thumb with a hammer and you cuss demons come right out of your mouth. Because they're all under your tongue. You never got delivered. Some of you might need to get rid of some cuss demons. Any form of sudden death could be from a fairy kidnapping, with the apparent corpse being a wooden stand-in of the kidnapped person. There was charms, and it also said there were people that, listen to this, consumption or tuberculosis, things that caused them breath. It was believed they were blamed on fairies that caused young women and men to dance and revel all night long, causing them to waste away from lack of rest. Hey, listen, I used to dance and waste away all night long. Could they still be working today in the revelry and the foolishness we get into? There were charms to ward them off. Clothing inside out, church bells, St. John's wort, four-leaf clovers. Listen, motorcycle riders today, if you ever see a bell on that motorcycle, they put that bell on there to ward off the road demons. I promise you, it attracts the road demons. In Newfoundland folklore, the most popular type of fairy protection is bread, varying from stale bread to hardtack or a slice of fresh homemade bread. It's associated with the home and the hearth, as well as industry and the taming of nature and such things, and is supposed to be disliked by certain fairies. Celtic folklore, baked bread again, food. In Ireland, it's reported that if an infant is carried out after a dark piece of bread is wrapped in its bib or dress, and this protects him from any witchcraft or evil. Listen to me. Those things are called talisman. You can make bread a talisman. You can put a cross on your neck, and it can become a talisman if you think that cross is protecting you. Nothing protects you except relationship with Jesus Christ. And the things that people do to supposedly protect them actually attract what they're trying to protect against. Create an opening in the spirit realm. If you want to wear a little cross, let somebody know you belong to Jesus, that's okay. But don't think for one minute that it protects you. While many fairies will confuse travelers on the path, the will-o'-the-wisp can be avoided by not following it. Certain locations known to be haunted, such like a hotel in a little town in Oklahoma called the will-o'-the-wisp, right? I always wondered what that was and never did like it or want to stay there. Now I know why. In certain locations known to be haunts of fairies or to be avoided, in particular, digging in fairy hills is considered unwise. Paths that fairies travel to are wise to avoid. Now, I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just telling you. I'm reading what it says, so know this. But I will share a story. They left fairy courts undisturbed. Fairy trees were dangerous to chop down. Okay, one type of fairy was called a brownie. Remember the Girl Scouts, the brownies? Want your daughter to be a brownie? They're known to be driven off by giving clothing, though some folk tales recounted they were offended by inferior quality of the garments given, and others merely stated it. Some even recounting that the brownie was delighted with the gift and left with it. Others left household or farms because they didn't like it. There are types of fairies. There's some called albans or water fairies, ash rays water fairies, ghost fairies, ballybog fairies, banshee fairies. They scream. They would believe that when they heard the banshee scream, somebody was going to die or had died. mourning wail. Some, it says, it comforted, and some got immediate fear. The brownie was considered a benevolent, or good, which they aren't, house fairy throughout, thought to have come from Scotland to America with the Scottish immigrants. They hitched a ride on a boat, I guess. They're associated with the element earth, and they're known as a house brownie, sometimes a little man, which is another name for one of the elves that are throughout culture. There's a Chiriquan, the divas. You ever heard the lady say, want to be a diva? Type of fairy originating in Persia and Greece. They're small fairies that appear as bright orbs of light. People all over there see orbs. Our next door neighbor had an orb in her house floating up down the stairs, so she cast it out in Jesus' name. Place like Eureka Springs, Arkansas, witchcraft hotbed. Got the passion play up there, good. Spooky balls on the way into it, bad. Homosexual stuff going on down there, and witchcraft covens all throughout the region. They see all sorts of encounters there with aliens and orbs. Because the portal's been open, they've invited all that there. Lord help them. The Druids are said to have gotten their name from a dryad, which is a type of tree or fairy spirit in old Celtic countries. Then there can be an elf. These elves are seen around the world. Some classify gnomes as fairies. They live among the trees in deep forests. They originate from Scotland. I'm going to show you in a little bit something about gnomes and something about elves, apart from fairies. But it says gnomes wear pointed red hats with green or blue colored clothing. They represent the earth. Anybody ever heard of a pixie? You know, witches use something called pixie dust to come against God's people. They come sprinkle their pixie dust in a place. Bring a curse right into a church and nobody even knows what's going on. The dust is on the ground. We need discernment in the last days. We need to pray. Everybody needs watchmen, not paranoid. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, to pray so the Lord shows you what sums up. He's good that way. There's something called a kelpie is another one. There's seawater guardians. Water guardian fairies. Leprechaun is an elf as well. I've seen leprechauns many times in humans. I've seen people that are so much in that character they begin to look like one. And you got little people that are mischievous all the time and want to play tricks on everybody. I guarantee you they sit down and we're going to cast an elf out of them. There's mermaids. And now listen, so I'll harken this back to Genesis 6. If there's a worldwide flood, not the first flood, which was Lucifer's flood, but the second flood, which was Noah's flood, and you had these creatures that had been mixed, okay, humans and animals, humans and angels, well, the ones that could swim didn't drown. Mermaids and mermen been seen, they've never quit being seen. They're going to come forth again in greater and greater measure. And then there's nymphs. It's a type of fairy from Greece said to be very seductive. They are wood nymphs, water nymphs, tree nymphs, grove nymphs. They're obsessed with sex. That's where the term nymphomaniac came from. They play tricks on humans. The pixies do. I want to go back to them. Pointy ears, noses, highly defined eyebrows. Mischievous. Like to play tricks. There's a fairy called salamanders. It's a lizard spirit. Selkies, a shape-shifting spirit, ability to change from the appearance of a seal into a human being. How about a Sprite? Anybody like to drink Sprite? I tell you not to drink it, I'm just telling you what it's named for. Let me tell you something. Sprite is a fairy, it's a demon. So, we got a number of lessons on a trip to Hawaii. Hawaii's a pretty interesting place. But the one lesson, we were driving and had a tour guide and, two buses. We had 14 people, 17 people on the trip with us. So we had two private buses. And so it allowed me to, so I was able to sit and talk to the guy driving the bus a lot. And as we're driving and we're on the way down there, it's So we had the older people in the front bus that included myself and my wife and my partner in business and his wife and people with understanding. And the people in the back bus were our kids. And so this tour guide tells us, he says, when we're going to a place called the Road to Hana, and he says, when you get to Hana, and you eat, he said, make sure you leave a piece of your sandwich to give to the little gods so that we're safe going back. The vehicle doesn't break down. So we look at each other and say, I'm buying that. I break the power of that in the name of Jesus. Well, we prayed over our bus, but we forgot to pray over the kids' bus. They didn't give them a sandwich either, because we're not going to appease any gods. They wouldn't have done that, nor did they. And their tour guide didn't tell them that, and we forgot to pray over their bus. Their bus broke down. Ours didn't. Just saying, when people give things power, they have power. The whole islands of Hawaii are given over to Pele. They're given over to Pele with the agreement of the U.S. government. So, just a sidebar, I'll run down this trail just a minute. When they built Pearl Harbor, they had trouble. Nothing would go right. Nothing. And so the engineers and the people were perplexed, and apparently they talked to one of the Hawaiians, and the Hawaiian told them, he said, you need to get a kahuna, and a kahuna is a Hawaiian witch doctor. So, you know. So the big kahuna, you don't want to be called the big kahuna. You don't want to be called a little kahuna. Alright? So they got this Hawaiian witch doctor, and he come and did an appeasement to their gods, and they quit having trouble. But now what happened to Pearl Harbor? They got it built. If you play ball with the devil, he's gonna bring you trouble later on. So they would have been better off going, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. I bind you in Jesus' name. Got somebody to repent for that land who had authority to own it. They could have run that stuff off and built a place. Who knows? Maybe we would have never had Pearl Harbor there or something. Who knows? Thank you, Lord. There's another creature called a fawn. It is a creature of the woodland forest. The fawn has horns on his head and a body that resembles a goat below the waist and a human above. We saw those pictures in Norman. Fawns tend to be alluring, seductive, compelling, often preying upon the unsuspecting by using mind-controlling magic conjured from their pipes or flute to get what they desire from their victim. So let's pray. And here's what we're doing when we're praying. If this has been your entertainment, you're repenting. If your ancestors appease these demons by offering bread, by talking to them, if they put charms up or talisman to try to prevent them from coming, it opened the door for your bloodline. So just be engaged and believe if it's in you, it's coming out. Amen? Now listen, I may not have said this earlier, but I want to remind you, if you're open for deliverance, if we get closed off like this, it can hinder your deliverance. So you want to be open to the Lord, to come in and rout the enemy to go. Don't hold them in. So we kind of ask people that if you're going to engage and you want deliverance here, to uncross your legs, uncross your arms, and just be focusing on, if it's here, I don't want it. How many know we were all raised in a mess? All these stories, all this mess, it's supposed to be entertainment. We should have been being read the Bible. Alright. All who will pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for adopting me into your family. Father, I repent for me and my ancestors for anywhere that we've engaged in fantasy. For any fascination was supernatural beings. For being ignorant. With playing games. With dark forces. For willfully pursuing dark forces. For me and my ancestors should have searched out and obeyed your word and had no fellowship with darkness. Please forgive me. I repent for me and my ancestors, for each and every incident in which me and my ancestors engaged spirits. I repent for any appeasement and fear of these creatures. I repent for any type of charm or ritual to ward them away. I repent for me and my ancestors for being lured into the realm of revelry and sexual sin by these spirits. I repent for lying to children about tooth fairy. I renounce all these works in Jesus' name. I now break every curse from these actions and command all fairies to flee. I break all fairy witchcraft in Jesus' name. I submit to your lordship, Jesus, and agree that all spirits that have come into me from engagement with fairies, fantasy, or real, have to flee in Jesus' name. I agree that any fairy by any name within me has to leave as well. I break ungodly soul ties with people and fairies. In Jesus' name, I send their souls to them where they belong. Call mine back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus. I receive my deliverance in Jesus' name. Now breathe in and out, if you would, in the name of Jesus. Let them go. All Albans go in the name of Jesus. Ashrays go in the name of Jesus. Ballyhawks go in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. Banshees go in the name of Jesus. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, fear of the banshee, I break your power in Jesus' name. All brownies be gone in the name of Jesus. Brownie spirits go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All changelings go in the name of Jesus. Chiriquans go. All diva spirits, let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, dryads be gone. Druid spirits go. Guilty spirits go. In the name of Jesus, every other spirit go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Pixie, come out of there, Pixie. Heather Pixie, come out of there in the name of Jesus. More sprites, come out. Every sprite spirit, come out. All Kelpies, let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Leprechaun, go. In the name of Jesus, all leprechauns, mischievous leprechauns, let them go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Fairies from Europe, come out. Fairies from Asia, come out. Fairies from Africa, come out. Fairies from North America, come out. Fairies from South America, come out. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, Celtics go. Salamanders, lizard spirits, come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, go. Every will of the whip that would lure God's people away, get out. In the name of Jesus, say in the name of Jesus. All fawns have to leave me now. In the name of Jesus. All nymphs have to leave me now. In the name of Jesus. Wood nymphs. Water nymphs. Sky nymphs. In the name of Jesus. You gotta go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on out. 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 Mermen. Mermaids. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out, mermaid. Come out, mermen. Come out, all fantasy spirits. That to come from Disney. Say, I renounce. Walt Disney. And all the magic. I renounce the magic kingdom. I repent. I only do this if you mean it. For watching Narnia. And partaking in that. And I renounce everything, not of you, and for reading the books. And I renounce the Lord of the Rings. And I command any spirit that came into me from those books, from the movies, to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go. Get out. In Jesus' name. Go. Let him go. Come on out now. Come on out. Pilot, lock it. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, man. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, every knuckle spirit, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you gotta go. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name, let God's people go. In Jesus' name, you spirit of vanity, I break your power. Vanity lust, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Take one more deep breath, let them all go. Come on out now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It's not a game. The enemy's out to destroy us. Most of the whole world will think we're nuts. I don't care. I want to follow the path of the Lord. I want to walk in truth. I want to be free. I believe you do too. And listen to me. Here's what I've come to know. The more of these curses we get broke, the more of these demons we cast out, the more we walk holy. You don't walk holy. You don't stay free. You got to crucify the flesh. You're praying. Be in covenant with God. You need to talk to us. Think you stay and talk to God all day? I do too. I talk to God all day, every day. I don't want to do anything without Him. Nothing. He's my daddy. And He's always there. So the more that we can get these things gone, the more truth that comes in that destroys the lies, which breaks the strongholds, and we cast the demons out, we can be obedient. And the more understanding God gives us, the more we can see what's really of Him and what's not. Which in the days and times to come is going to be highly, highly critical. Because I'm telling you, some of these things coming on the earth are not coming as booger men, that's a saying in the South for the monsters. They're going to come as angels of light. And you're going to need the discernment of God to know what's of Him and what's not. We're going to deal with elves now. It is a type of human-shaped supernatural being in Germanic mythology and folklore and elsewhere. In medieval Germanic-speaking cultures, elves seem generally to have been thought of as beings with magical powers, supernatural ability, and benevolent towards everyday people and capable of either helping or hindering them.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.